You scared me there. I was like, man, I hope this doesn't come in with the lyrics as part of the song.
There is zero lyrics other than Ray Charles in this.
Okay. How about this sample that my boy Kanye put together for this song, man?
Yep.
That's what he does.
Take it from others to get big, you know.
If you haven't caught on yet, the happy birthday is to Kanye Omari West, turning 40. Over the hill now, 40 years old.
What do you get Kanye West as a birthday present?
I don't know what you can get Kanye West. He's got a Kardashian.
Yeah, what's Kim going to get him?
He's got a lot of money. I don't know what you would get him.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Maybe a nice card.
To be honest, that is a great question. Actually, I have a few ideas, but might not be on-air worthy. I was going to play this in honor of Kanye's birthday.
There's a series of, you know, people who like write just negative comments. They want to joke around and say, why is he still trying? Yes. You know, if I see something, I see an opportunity, I'm going to go for it. I'm here to crack the pavement and make new grounds, you know, sonically and in society, culturally.
We're not always in the position that we want to be at. We're constantly growing. We're constantly making mistakes. We're constantly trying to express ourselves and trying to actualize our dreams. I want to create something better for you. We have been limited.
It's bigger than, you know, who I am, even in this, you know, in my presence living. It's about, you know, when I was on Earth, what did I do to help?
I want people to think more. I want people to feel like it's okay to create and follow what their dreams are and not feel boxed in. I want people to feel like awesome is possible.
Just want you to feel like awesome is possible, man. That's it.
He's tied for seconds on my list of most annoying human beings with Skip Bayless.
But I guarantee you, you've rocked out to a song or two of his.
Sure.
At the very least.
Absolutely.
That's my thing about Kanye West, all right? I'm a fanboy. I'm a stan. I love him. But I can understand if you think that he can be an a-hole. However, you can't deny what he has done musically. Huge influence in what rap has become, what hip-hop has become, pop music. I mean, he's dominated the pop charts. He's a great story. He dropped out of college, got his start just making beats in his basement, got the attention of Jay-Z just because he kept beating down his door. Then he was the beat guy, and they wouldn't let him be a rapper, and he had to fight and fight and fight until he finally put out College Dropout. He's really like that pull yourself up by your bootstraps underdog story, but nobody will think about that or acknowledge that now because of, you know, the way he acts in public, and people just see that.
Better tree. Jay-Z, music tree. Bill Snyder coaching tree.
Well, I don't really know what else is on the Jay-Z music
tree. He discovered some other people, didn't he?
No, not really. He had another guy that they kept trying to promote instead of Kanye there for a little while. Beanie Siegel. Jay-Z kind of came from the Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, that's true.
Tree you're talking about. Yeah, it's true. We both say this like we really know what we're talking about. I mean, I somewhat do. When we come back, one of the greatest accomplishments of Bill Snyder's coaching career is tied into Bob Stoops. We'll give you that next.
Get everything you want in a check.